Well, good morning. Welcome, everyone. Glad that you all made it here and made it safely. We praise the Lord for the sun coming out and most of the ice is melting away. We also thank Travis and his crew for making sure the parking lots and the walkways are nice and clean for us to come in. So we appreciate it and glad we can be able to worship this morning, even under this kind of weather. Couple announcements as we begin. If you have your bulletin there, just your look to the back of your bulletin. Also a little insert inside there. Notice that we are going to be collecting school supplies again for North River Elementary School. The North River NRMA is doing that, Ministerial Association. We're going to be collecting from starting this Sunday till February 11th. And you can just bring those supplies and place them up here in the corner, and then we'll gather those items with all the other churches together, sort through them, and we'll take those things over to North River. Really comes at a perfect time for North River because they're kind of in the middle of their year. You know, they get a lot of school supplies at the beginning of the year, but then, you know, they use a lot of those things, and so they find a need. This is a list of supplies that they are needing. Of course, this is just some suggestions. I'm sure you can think of other things as well that the teachers or the students might need. Also, a note that you can make a monetary donation. The checks just need to be made out to North River Elementary and then put in the memo line, Benevolence Fund. And that way they know exactly what that goes for. And we will make sure they get all those funds to help out with the students there. Also, note on the back of your bulletin there that this Youth Bowling for Jesus is going to happen Saturday, January 13th from 2 to 4. I hope the kids are looking getting excited for that. Should be a good time there at the Valley Lanes in Harrisonburg. We're going to have a pizza party afterwards with the kids at Pizza Hut. And there's no cost for the children. And also, there's transportation as well. Kenny will be here with his big van and a big yellow van. That's what I should call it, the big yellow van. And he'll be here, and we'll take a trip in there. And, of course, he'll bring the kids back, too. So you won't have to worry about that if you are unable to take your child for this event. Just be here at the church. I would say probably about, 45 minutes early. So just keep that in mind. If you have more questions, talk to Kenny, and he'll share that with he'll share any more information with you. There's some other dates there, just kind of to put on your calendar. Ash Wednesday, of course, our Lent will come early this year. Ash Wednesday is February 14th. Seems very early on. Easter will be early as well. Seems so. Keep those dates in mind. Of course, as we get into Lent, we'll continue through our Lenten services there at Sangersville Church of the Brethren. All the area churches come together and worship Sunday evening, all those Sundays of Lent. So keep that in your on your calendar, and we look forward to that opportunity to worship together. Are there other announcements that you'd like to share at this time? I think one in particular I'm thinking of is eyeglasses. We shared last week that Leon's collecting eyeglasses. I did stick a container there in the kitchen. Oh, it's on. Okay, it's on the narthex table there when you come in. If you have eyeglasses that you would like to donate, so Leon can take those with him to Honduras. Just put those in the box and he'll take them along with him. So. Yeah, praise the Lord for that, and thank you, Leon. Other announcements? Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we're just reminded this morning just how blessed we are to be here in this place to worship you. Lord, we gather as your people, as your children, as your sons and daughters. Lord, you've grafted us right into your family, Lord, even through the gift of your Son, Jesus, Lord. We have become sons and daughters of God, Lord, because of him. Lord, we come worship him. We come worshiping him this morning. We come praising his name. Lord, we come lifting up the name of Jesus in our minds, in our spirit, Lord. We just praise him, Lord. We thank you for his love. We thank you for his protection, Lord. We thank you for his provision for us. Lord, in all things, we are blessed because of him. And Lord, we just continue to praise the name of Jesus. As we enter into the gates of heaven, Lord, it'll be Jesus' name that is upon our lips, Father, because of the great things that he has done for us. So we just praise him here this morning. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Stand together for this morning's call to worship. I have this inside your bulletins. This is coming from portions of Psalms 91. The psalmist says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. My refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover us with his feathers. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. And under his wings we will find refuge." Let's turn in our hymns to page 353, "A Shelter in a Time of Storm." Page 353. we're so glad we had shelter yesterday in that storm, didn't we, with this rain and the ice. Okay, I want to take just a couple minutes to gather up our prayer requests and our praises. One in particular I want you to be in prayer for is the Candy Stroderman family. Well, be in prayer for Candy Stroderman, I've said that wrong. Be in prayer for Candy Stroderman, who lost her family. Yesterday, I got news from Joanne Teeter that Candy Stroderman, who would be Joanne's sister's granddaughter, so that would be her great niece. She lives in West Virginia, in Morgantown, I believe it is, or Moorfield. Matthias, okay. And there was just a horrendous house fire there. In the house was Candy with her boyfriend and four young children. And Candy, I think her and her boyfriend apparently awoke. Candy got out of the house. The boyfriend went for the children, of course, and she was going for help, but the boyfriend didn't make it to the children, and the four children and the boyfriend all perished in the fire. Joanne shared with me that the oldest was maybe 5 years old. So what a tragic loss there for this this family. It just shook our hearts when we heard that on the phone, and Joanne sharing about that. We praise the Lord that Candy was able to survive that, but we know that her heart must just be so heavy here today. So we lift up Candy Stroderman, and we lift up her family, all those that are mourning the loss of these four little children, and, of course, the boyfriend as well. So if you would just continue to be in prayer for them, they certainly need all of our prayers during this time of great loss and grief. Also, would you lift up the Harold Martin family? Harold Martin, he was a longtime servant of the Brethren. He has written a lot of publications for the Brethren and has served in a lot of different capacities in the Brethren Church throughout the years. He was probably considered like an elder of the church to a lot of people. And certainly he will be missed. He was 93 years old. He had suffered some health issues here in the past, but he goes home to be with his Lord and Savior, whom he served all his life. So we just praise the Lord for that and for the legacy that he leaves behind for other brethren and for us and the works that he has done. He's kind of famous for doing a lot of commentaries on throughout the New Testament, Old Testament commentaries. And maybe you've heard that name before in the Brethren circles, Harold Martin. So certainly just be in prayer for that family. Certainly in prayer for Leon as he goes to Honduras. He will leave this week. Leon, we're praying that no ice will be in your path on the way there. We know there won't be any ice when you get there. I'm sure Honduras is not, they don't have to deal with ice storms very often, do they, Leon? You better... Yeah, very tropical. You better take your shorts along. Trade in your snow pants for shorts. But Leon, we will be praying for your work there. I know you and your group will be busy doing that work as you're there. And we just continue to pray for you and your group, for Hop and all those that that will be participating there. Just pray for a safe week. And pray that you won't get stuck in the mud. That's something you've had to deal with in the past, getting the bus stuck. Just pray that a lot of people are helped. That's the main thing. Lots of people come, they'll get the help that they need, and most of all that they'll just see that Jesus is doing good things. He's continuing to minister through his people. And so... Yep. Wow. At various locations there. You'll probably have multiple stops, I'm sure.
My main location we're going to.
Okay. If you didn't hear that, he said they'll probably see over 1,000 people, the doctors will, and provide care for those people as they can. So we're praying for safe travels, Leon, praying for safety for everyone. I think that's the main thing. And you will be in our thoughts and prayers. He leaves Wednesday, is that right?
Thursday.
Okay. Just say a little prayer for Leon, would you, on Thursday. Be thinking about him and his group as they travel. And maybe until he returns, which following week on Wednesday, on the 20th, just say a little prayer for Leon and his group. I know that they will appreciate that. Maybe as you start your day, just offer a prayer for Leon and that group for the work that they're doing. Are there other praises or prayer requests that you'd like to share? Pam?
For Jennifer, she's going to have a surgical procedure on Friday.
Okay. Okay, if you would be in prayer for Jennifer Lambert, you said Thursday?
No, I'm sorry, Friday.
Friday. Okay, procedure on Friday. Yes. We praise the Lord for the healing of Deborah's finger. Maybe some of you didn't hear, but last week, Deborah had an accident with a new knife that I got her for Christmas. And she was cutting some steaks and ended up cutting a piece of her finger off. So it's just one of those things that happened. Well, I was telling someone else, another pastor friend of mine, he said, well, it's a good thing you didn't buy her a chainsaw for Christmas. But the knives are very sharp. We realize that now. And her finger is healing. We praise the Lord for that. No infection. You know, it could be worse. So we have a lot to be thankful for, a lot to give God praise for. And thank you for your prayers for her. Cards, thoughts, calls. Yeah, appreciate that. We want to continue to pray for Jane Myers, if you would. Continue to lift her up in your prayers. I talked to Bob yesterday, and maybe some of you got the email that was to have a card shower there for Jane. And Bob shared with me that he had received multiple cards from Moscow. So thank you if you sent a card to Jane and Bob. If you hadn't yet, you still have time, and they certainly would appreciate it. Maybe this week you'll have a chance to send a card to Jane. Hospice is there and helping with Jane. And so that's a big help for Bob. And so we just lift up both Bob and Jane and continue to pray for God's, just his hand of comfort and healing there in that situation. Other prayer requests, praises? With that, I'm going to have our ushers to come forward, collect our tithes and our offerings. or the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we offer up those persons listed here this morning on our prayer list. Father, we pray that your hand will be upon those people that we place upon your altar here this morning. Lord, those that are suffering sickness. Lord, those that are suffering great, great loss. Lord, you know our hearts. You feel our burden even as we feel burden. And Lord, you help us in the most difficult times of life. Lord, you offer us your help. Lord, you cover us with your feathers. Lord, thank you for protecting us, for caring for us, for healing us, for helping us. Lord, you are our help in times of trouble. Lord, we look to you now to answer these prayers, to offer your will that it might be done in these situations. And Lord, that in the end we can just glorify you and just give you thanks and praise. That we can just praise you for the good things that you do. Father, we seek to always serve you and please you. But Lord, we need your help. And so Father, we ask you this morning that you would help us as well as we seek to serve you. Lord, we pray a blessing upon our offering here this morning. Might it be a blessing upon to you. Might it, as we offer these things, Lord, just be a symbol of the love in which we have for you and a way in which we can give back, Lord, even as you have given unto us. Lord, we pray now as well for our scripture. Lord, as we begin this new year even of looking through your word and studying your word and hearing your word. Lord, I just pray that your scriptures will be sowed into our minds and our hearts. Lord, that we'll put them to memory, Lord, and that we'll be able to draw upon these resources when we need them, Lord. And when, Father, when you desire to speak to us. So bless us, I pray, as we seek you in all these things. And we praise your holy name together. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, our children's church is dismissed. Our youth Sunday school is dismissed. In your Bible, I want you to turn with me to Psalms chapter 46. And we're going to be looking at confidence-building scripture. Scriptures that we look to that help build confidence in each one of us. And we need that confidence, don't we? I felt like when we started the new year here, we started with in a confident manner. That no matter what we endure, no matter what happens, that we have God with us, don't we? And He is watching over us, and He cares for us. And these sorts of scriptures are important for us to remember. These things are important for us to grab a hold of and to make these scriptures our own, and that God is speaking these things to each one of us, that we can have confidence. We can have confidence in God, and therefore we can have confidence in our situation. So let's turn to Psalms chapter 46, just looking here at the first two verses, really. It's just a beautiful psalm, but maybe these words are familiar. Psalms 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And therefore, we will not fear. Even though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. I'll read just a little bit farther there. Though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. You know, it's in times of trouble that I think scriptures like this become very important to us to build that confidence in us that we need to get through difficult times. Verses that build in us faith and trust and assurance that no matter what is going on in the world around us, we can be certain that God is watching over us. He is protecting us. He is covering us like a hen protects her chicks. And that's kind of what the call to worship said this morning, didn't it? About using that imagery. Jesus used that imagery as well in Luke chapter 13. He said, O Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I long to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wing. Yet you were not willing, is what Jesus said. Isn't that interesting? But you can hear the heart of God, can't you? He looks upon Jerusalem. He says, oh, Jerusalem, that people of God that God had called. He said, I longed to just gather you under my wing to protect you, to keep you safe and keep you secure and love you as I wanted, but you would not let me, is what Jesus says there. You know, God wants to defend us, doesn't He? He wants to defend us. He wants to protect us from our enemies. And the problem is with us, much like Jerusalem, often rather than running to God, we tend to run away from Him, don't we? We tend to run away or reject the protective cover of God that He desires for us. I desire to do this, Jesus said, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, yet you were not willing. And I think He says the same thing to us. We reject God's protection. We run from God. We get ourselves in trouble. And then we turn around, you know what we do next? We make accusation against God. Oh God, where were you? Why weren't you protecting me? Why weren't you watching over us? Well, you ran away from God. You know, it's never God's plan for us to suffer, is it? I don't think God wants to see us suffer. I think suffering from the beginning has been the results of sin. You can track it right back to Genesis. I guess we could go through that whole theology of how sin unfolds and the suffering of man kind of takes place from that moment going forward. And so suffering is the result of sin. The Bible says God tempts no man. You know, God isn't in the business of having us suffer. His desire is not for us to suffer. His desire is for us really to be righteous, even as He is righteous. But I think the Bible reminds us that even though we do suffer the results of sin in this world, that God is with us. I think that's what the psalmist is saying here. God is our refuge. He's our strength. He's our very present help in trouble. Listen, we live in a real world, a fallen world, a sin-filled world, and yes, you will endure trouble. Maybe you're not right now, and you praise God. Praise God for that. But listen, you eventually will endure some sort of trouble. We live in a sin-fallen world. And we suffer the results of a sin-fallen world. Even our bodies have that fallenness in them. And we suffer that fallenness in our own flesh. And so we will suffer, but the good news is, friends, here's the good news, that we have refuge. We have a place, a person, in which we can go to. a place we can seek help. You know, Jesus told the disciples when he was getting ready to be resurrected from the, well, he was going to be called up into heaven. John 14, he tells them, I will not leave you as orphans, but I will come to you. Boy, isn't that nice to hear? I will not leave you as orphans, but I will come to you. I think that's what I want you to hear most through maybe these next several sermons, few weeks we'll spend on this, is that God is not going to abandon you. He's not going to forsake you. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to leave you as an orphan to have to endure the hardships of the world alone, but that He is with you. And these are verses, I think, of confidence then. Even this verse this morning to remind us that God is our refuge, our strength, our help in trouble. And therefore, notice the anytime you see a therefore in Scripture, someone once said, you need to see what it's there for. Because it's telling you something that's helpful. He's our refuge, our strength, our very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, is what it says. So there's a result, isn't it? Therefore, you will not fear. You know, fear is the opposite of confidence, isn't it? Fear is the opposite of assurance. Fear is doubt. Fear is uncertainty. And God doesn't want you to have fear in your life. He doesn't want your life to be full or filled with fear. Can you imagine David and Goliath, this big behemoth of a man, and then David being in fear? That's not what we read in the Scriptures, is it? Here's little David and this great big Goliath. And what does David have? He has confidence. He has assurance. He doesn't have fear. He's not. We don't read in the Scriptures that David's knees are clacking together and shaking, that his lip is quivering at the sight of this massive heap of a man, Goliath, his spear and his sword. David didn't cower at Goliath, did he? He was filled with confidence. He was filled with assurance. And David came before Goliath. He said, you come against me, Goliath, with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. Boy, there's a statement of confidence, isn't it? And notice where his confidence is. It's not in his own self, is it? He doesn't say, Goliath, I'm coming at you with my sling and my talent and my strength and my armor or my shield or any of these things. What does he say? I'm coming at you by the name of the Lord Jesus, or Lord God at that point. I'm coming at you, he says, I'm coming at you with the Lord Almighty, he says, the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. There's another hero in the Scriptures I thought about that had great courage, and that was Deborah, a judge of Israel. Deborah, she took on the armies of Canaan. She had confidence in God. You know, it's interesting in both stories, really, that these people had tremendous confidence while those around them were struck in fear. The armies of Israel were, when they seen Goliath on the field, they shuddered. They were paralyzed in fear against Goliath. But not David. He had the courage of God was on his side. And so it is with Deborah here. All the people of Israel feared the armies of Canaan, the Canaanites. But not Deborah. She called the armies of Israel into action. And she told Barak, that he was to gather up an army of 10,000 Israelites and he was to take them to Mount Tabor. You know what he replied to Deborah? He said, "Only if you go with me." Here he is in fear. Here was a woman that was calling for Israel to stand up. And so she answered and said to Barak that if she was to go, that they had to say that the Lord had delivered Canaan or the Canaanites into the hand of a woman. Sisera was the commander of the Canaanite armies. And she said, "You must say from this time forward, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." And so all the troops were gathered there on Mount Tabor, and they defeated the Canaanites there. The Israelites did. And Deborah, again, had this victory. Deborah said to Barak, "Up for this day in which the Lord has delivered the enemies of Israel into your hand, has not the Lord gone out before you?" You know, it's very similar. Deborah says something very similar, even as David, is that the Lord was her confidence. The Lord went out before her. Or that, even as David says, the Lord goes before you. The Lord is with us. And these things remind us that their confidence was really not in themselves, but was in the Lord God whom they serve. The Scripture is Scripture of confidence, and that we can have confidence. No matter what enemies that we face, that if we stand with God and we put our trust in Him, that He will give us the victory that we desire. Even though it says here, the earth be removed, even though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, notice here, we can trust in our Lord that we will fear not. No matter what befalls us, we can rest assured that God is our refuge and our strength, and we can trust in Him. No matter what befalls us. I was thinking of a fellow that used to come here to church. He's passed on and gone now, but his name was Donnie. And maybe some of you remember Donnie. He's been gone probably 3 or 4 years, maybe longer than that, 4 years, 5 years. Time flies so fast. But Donnie, he didn't come to church. He didn't go to church anywhere for his whole life, really, I don't think. Maybe off and on. But towards the end of his life, he had a lot of health issues. And after meeting with Donnie several times, Donnie started to come to church. And boy, when he came faithfully for years, probably about 2 years solid. Donnie hardly missed a Sunday. He was here at church when he was well enough. And his heart was on fire for the Lord. And I was just amazed to see Donnie go from someone that didn't have anything to do with church to someone that was here and excited about God in his life. And it was just amazing to see this. Well, remember one day I went into the hospital. Donnie was admitted. He was very sick. And in fact, I don't know if it was from one of his medications, but he had just a horrendous nosebleed. I'd never seen a nosebleed that much. It was to the point, I think he needed a blood transfusion. He had lost so much blood out of his nose. They couldn't get it stopped. And I can remember going into the room there, and Donnie was kind of hanging over the edge of the bed, just so sick. And I can remember him just saying, "God is with me." His faith was strong in that moment. And I remember at one point he says to me, "I don't know how I could endure this if I didn't have God." I thought, man, that sticks with me. That at his lowest moment, I can't even describe the situation. But at that moment when you'd think he would be at his weakest, it seemed like he was at his strongest because he was dependent on God. He was looking to God to provide for him in that moment, and God was there. And I seen that strength in Donnie. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Let me tell you, Donnie's a testament to that. I've seen it. And I've seen it not only in Donnie, but so many others that have befallen illness and sickness and lost loved ones, have endured tragedies, had terrible, terrible things happen in their life, and yet they find this strength, this security in God, and they're able to weather such a storm as that in their life because God is with them. Donnie said, I don't know how I could do this without Jesus in my life. You know, at times he was telling me about how he was able to witness to some of the nurses that were coming in. And we were celebrating, you know, his opportunity to tell others about Jesus. It was amazing. Are you in trouble? Do you feel like life is a big, terrible storm right now? Do you maybe feel defeated by the Goliath or the armies of Canaan in your life? Well, this scripture, I think, is for you, the weary, the sad, the hurt, the troubled. Don't forget that the Lord is with you. Take courage, is what the Bible says. You're not in this fight alone. In fact, you don't fight the fight by yourself or in your own strength, but God is fighting this battle for you. He is your strength. God is with you and God is for you. Romans 8:31 says, for if God is for us, who can be against us? God has not abandoned you in the heat of your battle, but He is going before you to ensure you the victory. Isaiah 41, He says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Take courage, is what Isaiah is saying. God is with you. His watchful eye is upon you, and He cares for you more than that hen or mother cares for her chicks. Number two, never forget that the Lord is your refuge. Don't run away from the Lord when you find your time of trouble. Run to Him. He's desiring that you come to Him. He desires to strengthen you, to help you, to protect you. When your pathway is lonely and afraid, God longs for you to seek His help in your time of trouble. Winston Churchill famously said, if you're going through hell, just keep going, is what he said. I think, though, what the Bible tells us is that if you're going through hell, you don't have to do it by yourself. You can take God with you. Isn't that right? I like Winston Churchill's quote. If you're going through hell, just keep going, yeah. But don't do it alone. God's with you. He is your refuge. He is your strength. He is your help. Amen? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for the confidence that we have, that no matter what situation, no matter what thing might befall us, that, Lord, we're not set to suffer it alone. We're not given to suffer it alone. But Lord, that you are with us. That Lord, you are our helper. You are that place of safety and refuge that we can go to. Lord, that we can find help in our time of trouble. And Lord, because of it, we will not fear. We will not fear that no matter what comes, Lord, we know that we will get through it because, Lord, you're with us. We will not fear, Lord, because we know that, Father, whatever tragedy or suffering that we might have to endure, that we won't endure it alone. Thank you, Lord, for being with us. Thank you, Lord, for providing that safety, that refuge, that place that we can run to in our life. Lord, I pray each one of us will seek you in our time of trouble. And Lord, that we won't run away. Rather, we'll run to you. Help us, Lord, to do that. Thank you, Lord, for this scripture as it encourages us even today. We praise you now. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen. Okay, we're going to gather in our closing hymn. This is Day by Day. I have to be honest, we have never sang this hymn that I know of. Nancy, I did it again. But I thought, how will we learn these hymns if we don't ever try them? And so if we fail, it's okay. If you fell off your bike when you first tried, that didn't mean you just gave up on trying, right? We'll try again. But let's stand together and we'll try to sing this. Page 56, Day by Day. You guys did great. I think you knew that one, didn't you? You know, we've never sang that one here, though. I don't have a date on it, so. But it's a pretty song. Let's just bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, as we go, Lord, we know that you go with us. Lord, you give us courage, and we do not fear because you walk with us. No matter what giant or army we may face, Lord, we don't face it alone. You are with us. You are for us. And Lord, if you are for us, who can be against us? Lord, thank you, Father, for being in our life and providing that confidence in our life, Lord, that no matter what we face, we don't face it alone. But you are watching over us, and you care for us, and you cover us like a hen covers her chicks with love and compassion. Thank you, Father. Bless us this week, I pray, as we go, especially be with Leon, Lord, as he travels to Honduras in your name. Lord, be with those that are there, and let them do your work, and let them do a great work in your name. Bless us, I pray. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen.